Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. Tonight, we're going to be looking at Psalm 46:1. And this is a tremendous passage. If you are familiar with it, it reads this way: God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The subject tonight is titled, Help When Needed. Help When Needed. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed immediate help? Have you ever been put in that position where it seems as though the help that you wanted took a very long time to come? I think all of us would agree that that's happened to each and every one of us. We all have been in those situations where we needed assistance immediately. You know, when I read the Bible, I often read stories involving how God was able to help his people out of certain situations. In this particular case, my mind takes me back to the time when the Lord was able to send the man Moses to Egypt to deliver God's people who had been in captivity for over 400 plus years. You remember the story that took place over there in the book of Exodus, and that amazing passage there in Exodus chapter number 2 all the way through the end of Exodus into the other remaining books there in the first five books of the Old Testament. Well, in that situation, as Moses was selected to be God's chosen vessel to deliver his people, you recall how they were put in a situation where Pharaoh's armies was hot on their trail. To go backwards, of course, would guarantee certain defeat and demise for God's people, but to go forward, it seemed like they would drown there at the Red Sea. But of course, Moses, the man, would reach out to a spiritual source, and that spiritual source would be none other than the God of heaven. And the Bible tells us that as Moses called out to God, God would answer. Over there in Exodus chapter 14, verse number 15 and verse number 16, the Bible reads these words to you and I: Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And you know what happened, my friends. Moses was willing to be obedient to God's command. And what were the results? The results were as such that God's people walked over on dry ground. Assistance from a heavenly source came immediately. You see, whenever we are put in a situation where we need a spiritual help or spiritual source, if we are in touch with God, God will show up. And in this portion of scripture that we have tonight, we want to see three amazing points that might provide spiritual food for you and I when we are in situations where we need help of a spiritual source. The first thing we want to say about our passage, we see an unmovable shelter. An unmovable shelter. And what is that? Well, the text starts out by saying, God is our refuge. I remember many years ago at family camp with my wife and two children. While we were there, a storm came from out of nowhere with heavy winds causing many of the campers to run under an enclosed shelter for covering and for protection. And of course, just as on that particular day, the storm passed by and we were secured and we were protected, so it is when we called out to the Lord, when we are in a situation where it seems as if all hope is gone. God is our protection. He is our refuge. He is our covering. In fact, He is our rock. He's our mighty fortress. We sing a song, and it goes like this: The Lord our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is the rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm. Yes, friend, Jesus is our shelter in a time of storm. He's dependable. He will not fail. He does not remove himself out of the equation as we seek his assistance. You see, we can be encouraged knowing that we have an unmovable shelter. But then secondly, our text not only reveals to us that, yes, we have an unmovable shelter, but we also have an unmatched strength, an unmatched strength. God is our refuge and strength, according to our text this evening. You know, when help is needed, we rely on the strength of the one who has helped us in the past. Now, someone equal in strength or weaker than us will not do. This includes friends and co-workers, even family members will not do. In addition, someone who is slightly stronger than us will not do. This, of course, could include professors, professionals, personalities, people who have prominent positions will not do. No, my friend, we need strength that is beyond the elements of our trials. I am reminded of the man Peter. And in Matthew chapter 14, you recall how that the Lord Jesus Christ was noted as one walking on water. The Bible tells us that because the disciples were so amazed at what they saw, Peter decided to ask the Lord if it would be possible to walk on water as well. In fact, over there in that text in Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, listen to the words of Peter. Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And then, of course, we know the context is such that Peter was willing to, because the Lord said, "Come, step out," and he himself experienced what it was like to walk on water. By the way, anytime the Lord says, "Come," the Lord already knows that you and I are capable of moving forward or accomplishing the thing that is set before us. And so Peter stepped out of the boat by faith and was successful. That is, until he began to look around at his circumstances. And like Peter, many of us start out well. We are doing fine. We are led by the Spirit of God. We are confident in so much that we could move mountains, but then it hits. A trial out of nowhere, a test, an unforeseen, unexpected threat. And as a result of that, like Peter, we begin to sink. But then we call out to God, who is our refuge and our strength. And immediately he stretched forth his hand and he rescues us from our situation. God is our strength. His strength keeps us from falling apart. He is our mental strength so that our mind is stayed on him and not on our problems. He is our spiritual strength so that we are able to overcome our enemies. He is our physical strength so that when we are weak and depleted, that all we can do is lean on him and he is able to hold us up. Yes, friend, our God provides us with unmatched strength. And so we understand from our text that we have unmatched strength. We understand that we have an unmovable shelter. But then lastly, we also have an unfailing support. Yes, friend, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Isn't that nice to know? Listen, beloved, there is no other way to say it than this. God's help is always timely. He's never late and he's never too busy for us. Secondly, God's help is always tailor-designed for you and I. In other words, his help fits our needs at that moment. Thirdly, God's help is always tender. He knows what we need, and he assists us in his love and care for those specific needs that you and I have. You see, friend, you can bank on the fact that God is a very present help. He gives us help that is reliable. He gives us help that is real. He gives you and I help, friend, that is robust. That's the God we serve. He is an unfailing God. He is an unlimited God. He is an all-circumcising God. He is the God who's able to do more than what we could ask. Don't let your fears or your difficulties paralyze your faith. Be still and know that he is God and that he is truly a very present help in trouble. Well, I wonder about you, my friends. Have you gotten in contact with this God who is able to do abundantly above all that you could ask or think? Have you reached out to him who wants to be your refuge? He wants to be your strength. He wants to be that very present help as you go through times of troubles and disappointments, hardship, doubts. And friend, let me tell you this. There is nothing new under the sun. The challenges that you're faced with, all of us have been put in that same boat. But I'm here to tell you, when you have Jesus Christ as the captain of the ship, he'll see to it that you reach your destination safely and unscathed. What about it, friend? Would you be willing to call out to this God who is a ever-ready presence in time of trouble? Would you be willing to trust him? Call out to him by faith. Receive him as your Savior. Admit to him that you are a sinner in need of a Savior and surrender your life over to him. He'll give you a life worth living. He'll change a life. What about it? Would you be willing to speak on those terms with God? Will you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?